Hello, Phantom fans, and welcome to Ghost Stories, the official podcast of the USHL's Youngstown Phantoms. You can find us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Amazon, Spotify, or your favorite podcatcher. Like and subscribe today. This is Season 4, Episode 3. I am Voice of the Phantoms, Matt Lipsek, and joining me today is one of the assistant captains from the 2021-2022 Phantoms. He had 43 points in his 53-game USHL career. He owns the Phantoms' record for most points in a season and a scoring streak, the longest scoring streak by a defenseman. He has the most recent hat trick by a Phantoms defenseman. Four-time USHL Defenseman of the Week, All-USHL third team following the 2021-2022 season, current Clarkson Golden Knight, Trey Taylor. Trey, great to see you.
Yeah, great to see you too. How you been?
I'm doing all right, man. How you like the intro? Did I get everything?
Yeah, that was good.
I left out best hair. I think I left out best hair.
Thanks. So
can't get everything. Although, you know, like I was teasing you off the air, you got some dirt on your upper lip. What's going on there?
Yeah, I don't know. A little something for the summer. A little bit of chin hair. I can't grow much, right? So I'm trying to do my part in growing a little bit of facial hair here and there.
So Trey, you're from Richmond, British Columbia, the island just south of Vancouver. You know, tell us a little bit about home. Where'd you play your hockey before Youngstown? You over there in the BCHL, right?
Yeah. So I, when I grew up, I played for Seafair Minor Hockey. Just kind of a small. There's like two teams in Richmond. So there's Richmond Minor and there's Seafair Minor, and they always went head to head. Now they're actually merged. But during my years of playing, since I was about 3 all the way to I want to say 13, played with Seafair, and then I great experience, awesome coaches, learned a lot. Pretty forced to do that. And then I went and played in Arizona for the Junior Coyotes for 1 year, played for a national championship there. It was a lot of fun. And following that, I played at Delta Hockey Academy. So it's like a CSSHL. It's like a league in Canada. It's like a sports school league. So pretty cool little league. Played against different teams all across BC and Alberta. That was a really good year. And then I moved into Vernon for my 16-year-old year and had a really good year there. And then followed by two more good years in Vernon. And then eventually made my way down to the USHL. So it's been a lot of fun, a lot of different teams, a lot of coaches, a lot of teammates, a lot of new friends. So been pretty fortunate so far for my hockey career.
You almost won a title that first year in Vernon, didn't you?
Yeah, we went all the way to the finals, but lost in 4. So ran into a good goalie, good team. So,
you know, I unfortunately, I think you know something about running into a good goalie in the playoffs, right?
Oh, yeah.
We don't need to mention Simone Lacozzi at all.
I know. He's a good player, good goalie.
Good goalie. So you remember the Phantoms for the 2021-2022 season. You were chosen as an assistant captain by your teammates. What did that mean to you?
Yeah. Really cool. Obviously, I didn't know anybody when I went there, but just tried to be myself and play hard and do the right things on and off the ice, and or ultimately just got chosen to be an assistant captain. I don't think it changed much at all. At the end of the day, it's just a letter, but if people need anything, it was there to help and there to push guys when they need to be pushed, and be there when they needed me. So just try to do my part. Support my teammates as much as I can, and it was good. I enjoyed being the captain. It's nice, I like being in on those meetings and having a good line between the coach and the team, and we had a good group of leaders there as well, right? TJ and Jaden and Grant was really good, and so it was great. Byron Hall was awesome too, very mature young man. So really good guys and really good captains too, so it was easy to work with those guys.
Take me back to January 30th, 2022. Phantoms are taking on the U-17s, and you do something that has only been done once before by a Phantoms defenseman. You potted a hat trick. Take me through that game.
Honestly, it was, you know, a long time ago, but you know, it was a couple nice plays. The first one was obviously on the power play. We kind of designed that play because they played it on their PK. They like cutting, taking the middle away, and they, you know, they'd stack in the middle and take their take the middle away and sweep. So TJ took the puck down the wall, slung it back to me, and I kind of stayed inside dot lane, but a little bit out, like right on the dot lane. And I knew they there. He dragged their first guy. Their second sweep was going to come, so I caught him in the middle of that, just kind of a seeing high wrister, and had a nice screen in front. I think it was Shane who had a screen there and went in. And then the second goal was a nice play by Kyle Bettens, came behind the net and fed it out to me. I had a nice little clap bomb and went in. And then the third one, coach kept me out there and kind of just threw it at the net and hoped it went in. So got pretty lucky there and feels good. You know, I don't can't remember the last time I had a hat trick. Maybe when I was hockey four, you know, old. So if that, it was a cool feeling, but had one in a while, and I don't know if I'll ever get one again. So you know, I made sure to enjoy that.
Were you always a defenseman growing up, or was it, forward first? What was it?
No, I was a forward. I played on this hockey four team. It's pretty stacked. It was like my best friend, like two of my best friends growing up, and my dad and his dad coached. And yeah, there were the three of us, and we had this thing called the Gretzky rule. And you scored three goals, and then you weren't allowed to score anymore. So you had to pass or whatever. So we'd all get our three goals. We had nine goals, and then they'd throw us on defense. As bad as it sounds, I think we lost one game that year. It was pretty good, pretty really, really good team. Sorry, phone ring. Yeah, no, yeah, it was really good. We had a good team and scored lots of goals, but then eventually they threw me back on D and never looked back, really. Kind of just always enjoyed it. Felt like it's, you know, it's the both position, a little bit of defense, a little bit of offense. So I've always loved that, you know, help my goalie out, but also helping the forwards out. You know, you're kind of like the midfielder in a sense.
I think it's worked out okay. What about you?
So far, you know,
So far.
yeah, credit to my coach, Shane Hallweg back in the day, and he was the one that switched me over. So it was him and my dad switched me over. So it worked out well. Yeah, no, it's been awesome.
You are listening to Ghost Stories, the official podcast of the USHL's Youngstown Phantoms. You can find us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Amazon, Spotify, or your favorite podcatcher. Like and subscribe today. I'm Matt Lipsack. Joining me is Trey Taylor. Trey, the Phantoms couldn't do what they do without their Billet families. Can you tell us a little bit about your Billet family? Some experiences, and give them a shout out. They deserve it.
Yeah, shout out to Karen and Chris McCollum, Kelsey and Braden there too. Really nice family. Took us in with open arms, obviously saying I didn't know anybody there, and it was really easy transition, smooth. They were really nice people. They helped me out, you know, the change of scenery and made everything a little bit easier for me. So, you know, they had good food and good hospitality, and I can't say anything bad about them at all. They were wonderful people and very kind. So special shout out to those guys. Thank you, Karen, Chris, Braden, and Kelsey for welcoming me into your home. I know it's not always easy, but you guys were very kind and made me feel like I could hang out and be myself. So thanks, guys.
Awesome. So, April 26, 2022, Phantoms lose game two to the Madison Capitals and get knocked out of the playoffs. I'm sitting up in the press box, 30, 40 minutes after the game, writing my recap, trying to, wrap things up. And I look down on the ice and there's you sitting on the bench, jersey, pads, skates still on. What was going through your head?
Yeah, no. It's one of those things after you lose playoffs, you know, when you enjoy something and you have such a good, like a good team, good people, and good coaches. Like, you know, sometimes like it all sets in, like maybe after, you know, maybe right in the moment. Sometimes, like, you know, I like right in the moment, maybe you don't necessarily realize, oh, it's all over, but I don't know, it just kind of hits you, you know, looking at the ice one more time and thinking about all the great memories I had in one year there, the friendships I made, the people I still talk to now, right? Like, you know, none of that would, and it all came together in that one moment. I was just kind of sitting there and It's sad to think about, but it's kind of an in the moment kind of thing. You can't really control those emotions, and sometimes just being away from it all, you can be there in your own thoughts, and it's easier and just look at the ice. But it was a tough moment, right? Because I had such a fun year and made amazing memories with countless and made amazing people. As I said before, like I didn't know a single person, and like leaving there with all the new friends and awesome coaches I had and great billets, like it all kind of sunk in, and it was sad, but it was just reflecting, right? Sometimes self-reflecting, and there's a little bit of what could I have done better in these two games kind of thing going on too. But for the most part, it was, and even thinking on the 4 years, right? Like I knew I was coming to college, going to college, so it was kind of like, wow, like that's 4 years, like junior hockey, like there's like nothing better. I think I remember Andy Consoy like explained it to me. He was like, "There's not a better time in your life. Like you don't have to, it's not a job. You don't have to worry about school. Like it's you don't have to worry about paying bills. You don't have to worry about a wife or anything. You're just going there, going to the rink, playing hockey, and going home and hanging out with your buddies. So it's the best time, and it all sink in right then and realize it's over. And in the fall, I was going to school, so one of those moments that you look back on and kind of like, oh, just reflecting. So it's good.
Oh, as I was, speaking during the intro, trying to pump the tires a little bit for you. You hold the record for the most points scored in a season by a defenseman. Andrew Strathman gave that number a run for the money. This past season, he did grab the most assists by a defenseman in a season record from you. But you and I would talk over Instagram a couple times during the past year. You were telling me it's a good thing if Andrew breaks those records. Can you explain that to the folks at home?
Yeah, I don't think for anybody, right? If anybody breaks a record or, gets more points or more goals, more games played, it's a sign of improvement amongst an organization and a certain standard. I think it level raises that standard. So that way there's going to be another guy that comes along and you want him to break that record. For me personally, that's how I see it, because yeah, it's cool to have records and all that, and they'll be there. But at the end of the day, no one's gonna remember, like no one's gonna remember that single person. They're gonna remember like the team, and I just think like if that person, if their new person can be recognized for having a great success on the ice, then let's do it. Let's break it. Let's keep bringing really good players to Youngstown, because that'll only elevate the team. And I want people to break my records. I hope another defenseman gets a hat trick. Like, that's cool. Like, that's people, that's things like you can say you did, and you have people to say you did it with. And, it's hard work, but, being recognized for that hard work is also very important. And I hope he, I think obviously he's coming back next year, and I hope he breaks it, and he probably will. I've heard lots of phenomenal things about him, and I've watched him play, and I hope he does break it. So, yeah.
Speaking of getting to watch Strathman play, did you get to watch any of the Phantoms playoff games this spring?
Yeah, I did. I got to watch the Chicago game, the game winner. Shane Lachance has passed to Whitelaw. You had a nice call on that one. That
Thank
was a
you,
good
sir.
game. I think I was leaving that day. I was going back to home, and I was watching on my computer in the airport. So,
Okay.
it was a good game. I tried to watch when I could. Obviously busy with my own games and my schooling, but that was a cool moment. Really exciting, right? Especially to beat Chicago. Those guys, eh? Everyone
Those guys.
about them. It's good. We need a little bit of that Youngstown grit. And obviously you guys won, so it's always best beating Chicago. I always love that, and the U18s and the U17s. Those were always the best wins for some reason. Always felt the best.
Love it. I love it. So you spoke about being busy with your own schooling. Tell us about your freshman year at Clarkson.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I met a lot of amazing people, great coaches, great teammates. Just even meeting other students is really cool. Because it's a smaller school, so we're kind of known pretty well on campus. You can kind of tell who's a hockey guy. The students love it. I think it's really cool. It's small. Like, there's like 20 kids in each class, and people know you by name. It's kind of like one of those things where like you're talking to your teacher and they know you by name. It's not like a huge seminar. It's, oh yeah, Trey, I can help you with this, or no, Trey, you got to do this. Like, you know, like it's kind of that personal interaction that I really like, and lots of class participation from the school standpoint. And then yeah, just meeting people. Like you have a game on the weekend, you guys win. Oh, big win, Trey. Like that's awesome. You know, to our guys, and it's always cool. So, but then the hockey side of it's phenomenal. Like the facilities, the shooting area, our strength coach is awesome. You know, it's second to none. It's phenomenal. Just the opportunity to get better and work on your game every single day. And as cliche as it sounds, it's there for you to work on, and it's an amazing setup. You know, it's awesome.
You guys even made a, pretty good run in your conference tournament as well. Unfortunately, fell to Cornell there in overtime. Winter Wallace have anything to say to you? Not that Winter ever chirped anybody.
Yeah, no, we spoke after the game. He's a good player. He's a strong player. He's going to be a heck of a player. He's got probably one of the, you know, pound for pound biggest guys I've ever seen. So if he's going to continue to put his game together, and I could see him playing pro one day at a very, very high level. So he's got that potential. And yeah, he likes to chirp here and there and throw his body around. A couple times on me, tried, but you know, did my best to get out of the way of it, because you don't want to get hit by that guy. So
No, sir.
he's got a lot of, he's going to keep getting better, and I look forward to keep playing against him these next few years here. It'll be a lot of fun. It's always fun going against him.
So, 1 year of NCAA hockey under your belt, what would you say the biggest difference between playing in the USHL and playing in the NCAA is?
I'd probably just say like the physicality, just everyone's just a little bit bigger, right? Like it's not the speed. Like you got amazing players coming out of that league. Like Adam Fantilli now, you know, I played against him 2 years. Now he's going to be in the NHL. Logan Cooley, like these guys are phenomenal players, and it's not necessarily the speed. It's just like a little bit, like a second, not even like a quarter of a second quicker, and a little bit. Guys are just bigger, and you got to be prepared for that. That was the biggest thing. So big emphasis for me, it was, you know, getting stronger and faster this year, and you know, more powerful this summer. And I hopefully go in there for my second year and, you know, take it by the horns.
Speaking of this summer, you got to do a pretty cool thing a few weeks ago. You were invited to Nashville Predators Development Camp. What was that like? How's Adam Ingram, and did you keep him out of trouble?
Yeah, no, it was phenomenal. I was pretty lucky there to get an invite. You know, just they called. I went for lunch with one of the guys, like the scouts there, and we chatted, and he invited me to camp. And I, you know, I'd never been invited to something like that, so I was all over it. I was like, yeah, I'll come. I called my parents, and they were all excited. So, yeah, I've never really done anything like that, so I was pretty pumped. And you know, just try to enjoy it, take as much information as I could from it. I just felt like I learned something new every single day there, right? Whether it was nutrition on the ice, like there's so much knowledge, hockey knowledge. Just, you know, it's cool to be around that. You're like just asking, like, you know, I had like a million questions, and so fun just meeting new guys too, like from different programs, and hanging out with different guys at different colleges or players who play in the dub. It's, you kind of get to know other guys. It's just like a, it was a really cool week. I mean, me and Ings rode around on these scooters around Nashville like every night, so it was pretty fun. We did that every night. It was pretty electric, and we had lots of fun, and just felt like it was a very productive week, and I learned a lot. And yeah, no, Ings is looking good. He's getting a little bit bigger. You know, he's obviously still got that phenomenal release he's always had, and he's gotten faster. So I look forward to see what he's doing in the next couple of years here. Probably see him sign pretty soon. So, we get.
So, I guess what exactly goes on at an NHL development camp? Obviously, there's the on-ice component. You're practicing, you're scrimmaging, but it sounds like there's some off-ice stuff too.
Yeah, so we did track in the mornings. We had a little snack, then we have ice for a couple hours. And then we have a seminar, whether it was on nutrition or social media. And then we'd have lunch, and then we'd go back and have a little break at the hotel, and then we'd come back for another seminar. We'd work out, and then we'd usually have another seminar, and then some dinner, and then we'd go, and they gave us the nights off. And We get on these scooters, and there's like a group of us, a couple guys from Quinnipiac, North Dakota, Ings and I, and we buzz down to Broadway, and yeah, just walk up and down the street. It's like, there's just music playing, get some ice cream, and it was pretty awesome. It was a lot of fun.
It sounds like an awesome time, man. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, exactly. A little nerve-wracking. Never been to one on the, first day, you're jiggling your stick a little bit, but once you get a little bit more comfortable, it was nice.
So, what can you tell me about the 2023 Clerks and Golden Knights? What can we look forward to out of the Golden Knights this season?
Think you're gonna get a really good team. We got some brought in some really good forwards. We have some really good forwards already in their own right. I think we have two of the, best players in college hockey, in my opinion. We have Eric DeMartino and Matthew Gosselin up front. They're going to be our two drivers, and then we have obviously and Romano, Anthony Romano, and then we have brought in some more guys that are going to really help our team. We have studs everywhere. We have Ryan Richardson, who's just a workhorse, another USHL kid. And then yeah, we brought in a kid for Eric Ciccolini from Michigan. Coaches speak really highly about him, and Jazzy Tucker and Cody Mons. Like, we're gonna have some really good players. Damon Gardner, who was in Tri-City, Canucks draft pick. I think some of the freshmen from this year are gonna take steps, and as they had great freshman years too. So, and then we're gonna have a really good back end. We got Noah Beck, who's a stud. Dustin McFall. We brought in transfer Jack Judson, and then we have Tristan Sarsland, who's took a big step in the second half there, and then Caden Lewandowski was awesome for us, and Carter Rose, and my D partner, Kaylin Taylor, the other Taylor, he was really good, really easy to play with, and then myself as well. So I think we're set up, and then we got some really good goaltenders as well. Yeah, so I think we're bringing in kid Montreal draft pick, so it you should be really good for us. Obviously, you didn't get fa Fowler's not coming. I think that's okay. If he didn't want to come, that's fine. But we have some other studs coming in, so we'll be just fine.
Clarkson will be at Notre Dame October 7th and 8th. Phantoms are home on October 7th against Des Moines, but you can get to South Bend, Indiana in 5 hours from Youngstown. Or January 6th, Clarkson will be in Buffalo to take on Canisius. That's just a 3 hour drive, fans. I'm sure Trey would love to see you.
Yeah, that's it's a quick little trip. Come by. It'll be fun.
But Trey, thank you so much for joining me here on the show, my man. Best of luck this season up at Clarkson, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you so much for having me, and it was awesome talking to you, catching up.
All right, Phantoms fans, thanks for tuning in here to Ghost Stories. Stay tuned in a couple of weeks, and we will be back with episode 4. Training camp is approaching here soon. I think the boys are back August 27th. We will catch you at the next episode. Sound out. Fade to black.
Oh, yeah, one more thing.
One more thing. Go.
Right, shout out to my boy, Carter Rose. He's also coming, former friend.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Rose.
Rosie. So.
We love Rosie.
Yeah, he's awesome. Looking forward to playing with him again. Great guy.
Sound out. Fade to black.